This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. You want to feel good about yourself as an exceptional American, and I totally understand it because you are an exceptional American. So welcome back. And shock. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. Absolutely shocked. Aren't you shocked to see gambling going on here? And from that file, we have Al Franken, sex accusations. You know Al from Minnesota. Crazy Al. Crazy. Listen, there is a picture, and we took it from Drudge, of Crazy Al with his hands on the breast of some young man with a flak jacket and a helmet. I have no idea what that's all about, but we would have to ask, of course, Al Franken. Is it a comedic gesture, or is it touchy-feely? But this is an accusation made a couple of years ago. Or, you know, somebody's now raking it up about the Dems as well. So will this distract us from Judge Roy Moore? I don't know. Will Sean Hannity and others, will Ivanka Trump weigh in? That's what we want to know. Is there a special place in hell for Al Franken, as Ivanka would say? I'm just throwing, listen, it's now time to have a lot of fun with this. It really is. I mean, it's almost laughable. Everybody's touchy-feely. If you're a man, watch out. You had better hold on to your genitals. Well, maybe not. Not in front of anybody. But you better protect yourself. That's my... You better protect... Put the cup on. My God. That's going to be next. You know that, don't you? All right. I know we shouldn't be laughing about these sort of things. And again, absolutely not. But, you know, it's almost to the point of just craziness. We're going to get... It looks to me... And this is why I say it's crazy. It looks to me like it's tit for tat now. And you're talking about me, and I'll talk about you. I mean, that's the level of politics that we have today. We've gotten past the genital thing, and now we're just pointing fingers at each other. I mean, really? That's what we're doing? You know, when you talk about child molestation, pedophilia, these are serious things. And have we gotten to the point where we're using it as political meat? Is that what we're doing? Red meat? Talking about pedophilia or, you know, these kind of accusations. These are serious things to be taking seriously. I understand. But it seems like in the politic world right now, that what we're doing is we're using it as a toy, a play toy, almost as a perverse, if you will, as somebody like Anthony Weiner in the discussion about his wiener in the computer and all this other stuff. Are we any different? I guess that's really the kind of the question right now we have to ask ourselves and what we're seeing out here. It's an unbelievable display of using the world of sexual deviancy to come out and play around in our politics, and that's really what we're seeing. So is there any end to this? I don't know. I don't think so. I think we're just going to have to bear up to this and understand that this is the sort of thing that we are into now. Anyway, so welcome back to the show for the third and final hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also go to Paul Preston, agenda21radio.com. That gets you there just as fast. It's just a few more letters. Also, you can email me, paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. Now, we're coming up to Sunday. We will be invaded electronically into Studio 21 by your request. And I have no idea what this is all about, but I appreciate all the emails I get flooded with on Sunday afternoon. And I've noticed that, I don't know if it's the change, and we're coming up to the shortest day of the year, of course, in December. I don't know if it's just the change in time or whatever we're going through, but for some reason, everybody stopped, well, not stopped, but the emails are getting in later in the day on Sunday Pacific time. Used to be 1 o'clock they'd start rolling in. Albany, New York in particular, you guys, you're still coming in at 1 o'clock, but everybody else is kind of like coming in later. So I don't know what's up with that timing factor or what have you. Anyway, so some other things that are going on, which I think are really, really important, and that's the Clive and Bundy trial, is finally going to hit today. And the motions are set. I guess you're going to have some opening arguments or whatever. Now, you got to remember that the Judge Navarro in this case is an appointee of, yes, guess who? President Barack Hussein Obama. And she happens to be a very, very close to friend to the person who got just beat down by purportedly his brother. Remember Harry Reid and that big black eye he had? Now, I want to ask you something. The Pope had a black eye very similar to what Harry Reid had. And so did John Kerry. And so, you know, we could probably go down a whole list of people who had... Did you know that George Bush the Younger had a black eye on that same side of his eye and face right there? I get suspicious when I start seeing black eyes on some of those people, since they are globalists, by the way. So the Pope had one of those. A big shiner, remember that? It looked like somebody beat him. And then there's John McCain. Now, I got to tell you something about John McCain. And I've had chemotherapy. I'm on the tail end of it, actually. And I'm stage 4 cancer survivor. Knock on wood. Thank you very much for all your prayers. But I'm really suspicious about he does not act like, listen, when I had chemotherapy, I had those 5 different types of chemos pumping into my bloodstream. And I can tell you one thing, I was not a happy camper. And still to this day, I have the ill effects of it. So I'm wondering about John McCain. Did he get beat down, or does he really have brain cancer? And if he has brain cancer, does that explain his behavior? he's acting like kind of the same, and now he's got a broken foot. What's up with that? And so, did you notice that Hillary and McCain have a broken foot on the same foot with the same kind of cast that they have, one of those walking casts? She broke her toe. Now, listen, if you've ever had broken toes, you know that what the doctor does is he looks at you and says, there's nothing we can do about it. You just have to walk it off. So I never got a walking cast. I broke my toes several times for various different things because, you know, I don't like shoes, so I walk around barefoot all the time. But I'm kind of wondering, why does she have a cast on her right leg? I think it's her right leg, just like McCain does. It's an identical cast. They go to the same doctor? What's up with the casting business? What is up with John McCain? I guess that's sort of the big question. Our boy John. Did he get beat down? I mean, these are questions I really want to ask because he does not. Again, in my opinion, as I look at him and watch him act and behave, he's kind of like normal for John McCain. And I got to tell you, when you get chemotherapy, and those of you that are out there that cancer survivors are taking chemo, God love you. And I'm telling you, I fell on my knees and prayed many times, and I'll tell you, when God puts you down there, he's teaching you some strong lessons. And I appreciate anybody who's getting chemotherapy and the various varieties of it. And I thank goodness I did not lose my hair, by the way. It's kind of interesting. I lost my hair all on every part of my body except the top of my head, in which it really thinned out. That's just a little admission. I did lose my hair, but in the wrong places, I guess, or all the right places, whatever. But I can tell you, he just doesn't behave like somebody who's taking chemotherapy, especially for brain cancer. Now, that to me might be a clue that maybe that injury that he had wasn't necessarily a tumor over his eye. Just happened to be in the same left eye that, you know, the Pope got beat or hit or something. He fell on his eye. And so did George Bush the younger, and so did John Kerry. I don't know. Maybe I'm rumor mongering. I don't want to do that. So the Bundy trial starts. This is for Clive and all the rest of them. Remember, this is for the ranch takeover in 2014. And, of course, we're intimately involved with the Bundys, and that Clive and Bundy has been on the show numerous times. And also, we flew Clive and out for the Liberty Tour, which is a very interesting time. Two nights, a night and a day with Clive and Bundy. And, boy, I'll tell you, it was really interesting to have him out here. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we're going to, I don't know if we're going to pull any more things out about the Franken thing or not. But we will tell you about James Gallagher taking on the totalitarian known as Gavin Toothsome Newsom and Jerry Brown. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now, we will have more information on what's going on with the Bundy trial. We have not gotten any updates. Apparently, it's starting today. This is Cliven Bundy and Ryan and Ammon Bundy and several other people involved. They've been in jail for 2 years. Now, Ryan was just released 2 days ago and put in a halfway house. So he's back. And if you go to the Bundy Facebook page, they're all, you know, big signs out there. We want our grandpa back for Christmas and blah, 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 you know, all that stuff, which is wonderful. And Carol Bundy, God love her. She's an absolutely fantastic person. I've interviewed her and talked with her many times. And our hearts and prayers are out there for the Bundys. Now, everybody says, oh, Bundy, you know, rants and all. You know, those people who are just passing judgment on the Bundys and don't really get it are stupid idiots. You are. And I'll be more than blunt to tell you that. And more those of you that don't understand or haven't taken the time to understand what's going on here, you deserve everything you get from the globalist. You do. Because this is the heart and soul of what's been going on here in this whole anti-globalist. The totality. You deserve Jerry Brown. You deserve Jerry Brown. You know, and a desert tortoise or two or three or four. Because, you know, if you can't see what is happening here, you deserve it. And of course, you know, you might say you deserve a gas chamber or two, because that's exactly what they intend for us. Kind of blunt talk, I know, but you know what? They're the monsters. Now, I'm not, you know, I just don't sleep at night and see monsters and get up and talk on the radio. Oh, I saw monsters last night. These are real, true, legitimate monsters. And we can talk about Jerry Brown in California. What a monster he is. It's about time people start calling him out. And of course, his protege, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, want to disarm everybody on the planet, want people to have no guns so that they can have the guns. And, of course, you know what happens then when they have the guns and we don't? About 55, 60 million people die. That's what happened in the last century. All because of communist, Marxist, national socialist, totalitarian behavior. And it's still here. And we're seeing a demonstration of it right now in California. Now, somebody who's called it out is one of our assembly members, who I think is a class act, James Gallagher, 3rd Assembly District here in California. He's my assembly member. And he has been doing a fantastic... Remember all the things about... Now we're going to go back to, guess what? You may remember James Gallagher and Jim Nielsen, our senator here in this area for the state senate, taking on the Department of Water Resources with the Oroville Dam situation. Because remember, you know, the anniversary of February 12th, by the way. You know, it's kind of interesting. I had two reckonings within a year. I had cancer surgery and stage 4 cancer business and been fighting that off and all that good stuff. And my life was saved by a lot of prayers and a lot of good wishes by a lot of people. I understand that. And here I am living again. I wonder why God chose me to live. Maybe for moments like this to understand that, you know, it's going to be one other year anniversary coming up on February 12th, in which I, at this very studio, in this very room, I would have been wiped out and killed by a flood that would have been, well, coming from the broken dam, yeah, at Oroville. Me and perhaps another million people. And it's James Gallagher and Jim Nielsen who have been in the face of Jerry Brown, as deservedly so as the totalitarian that he is. Now they're back again, or at least James is, in this Tehama shooting that happened the other day. Now it's kind of interesting. This is in my neighborhood, right? This Tehama shooting, six people dead now. They found the man's wife. He murdered her, and they actually found her yesterday. James Gallagher has a few words to talk about this whole disarming our schools and our people and all that good stuff. And I thought we'd just share the words of James Gallagher here so that you can understand he's ready to take on the totalitarians too. And I'm really happy that a politician is doing just that.
Dear Acting Governor Newsom, I want to say thank you for your heartfelt condolences for the victims of this violent rampage that was carried out against my constituents in the community of Rancho Tehama. As you can imagine, this has been a tough couple of days for us. Our North State community is still reeling from this senseless act and is anxious for all of the facts to come out. What is not appreciated is using our tragedy for your own personal political agenda. While you point the finger at Congress, perhaps you might ask yourself whether California's policies that you support played a role in this tragedy. Your disastrous prison realignment scheme, for instance, has dumped tens of thousands of criminals into our local county jails and onto our streets. Our jail is full, and our law enforcement resources are overtaxed. The fact that you are hamstringing local law enforcement has nothing to do with Congress. We can all agree that this monster had no business possessing firearms. Even his own family has said so. But where was your Department of Justice? The state APPS program is designed for California DOJ officers to remove all firearms from dangerous persons who have either a felony, restraining order, or mental illness. This guy had a restraining order and was reportedly shooting off guns all the time. He was clearly mentally ill. Did the DOJ do its due diligence? Maybe you should also ask yourself why California has chosen to make our schools the ultimate soft target. Laws that you support have taken away the ability for trained individuals to conceal carry on campus. Why didn't this madman respect that in California, our schools are gun-free zones? Maybe he didn't see the sign as he was ramming down the school gate. As you travel around California campaigning, protected by armed guards, does it ever cross your mind that our children deserve the same protection? While you veil your agenda with concern for a town you have never heard of, let alone visited, maybe you should consider that in your own city of San Francisco, young women are gunned down on the pier by illegal immigrant felons, fully protected by a sanctuary city policy that you have now made statewide. In other words, Acting Governor Gavin, maybe it's not the guns or Congress, maybe it's your policies. Again, I thank you for your condolences. We will all feel safer when we truly put the public safety ahead of political posturing.
Well, that's a little wake-up call for Gavin Newsom, don't you think? Or Jerry Brown, the other totalitarian. See, I have a feeling that people are just getting fed up with these monsters. I don't know why I'd think that, but maybe we all should be fed up with these. They're monsters. These people are monsters. Jerry Brown's a monster. He should not be in. You know, he bastardized, and with all of his friends, the political system in California, he gamed it by Prop 140, by getting into it for a third and fourth term. And guess what? Look what we have. We have totalitarians at the gate. The barbarians are here wanting to destroy California. That's why people are rising up with New California, a state movement that will form the 51st state. And it will dismantle California, as we all know it, to be the monstrous totalitarian regime in the United States of America, and promote a more perfect union of the United States of America, 51st state. And that's what this is all about. And, you know, there's a lot of state movements out there. There's three state movements, and there's one secessionist movement. And ultimately, I think the three state movements will prevail in some way. I mean, maybe together, universally, it'll come together, whatever. And there will be a 51st state. There will not be a breakaway country called California with Jerry Brown as El Presidente. I mean, this guy is delusional. He goes and talks with the Pope, and he goes to Brussels, and he goes, you know, to Bonn, Germany, and he's jetting around right now, and he's got the Paris Accord this and Paris Accord that. And, you know, how do you afford all that money, right? How do you afford to go to all those places, Jerry? And the carbon footprint, and of course, does he even understand carbon? You've heard me talk about this. My point is this. We need more politicians in California and throughout the nation to speak up like you just heard Jim Gallagher speak up. That's what we need. We don't need people placating us. We don't need to have all these sex scandals going on. They are the distraction away from people like James Gallagher. Focus, people. Don't be so shocked to see gambling going on right in front of your face. We'll be back.
Yeah! The tide.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. James Gallagher, rising star. Okay, you know, where do we go from here? yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff going on. I just, you know, it's kind of like one of these kind of days. Do we go on? Do we go on? Whatever happened to Tiger Woods? I mean, back in the day, we had Tiger Woods and... You know, whatever happened to him, I don't know. I don't know. And then there's Charles Manson's clinging to life in hospital. Good. Let's don't cling too long. Anyway, that's, Charles Manson. What a story that is. They found him in the Owens Valley area. That's how they arrested him. Independence, California? Is that it? I think it's Independence, California. Yeah, look it up, Highway 395. The Charles Manson thing, this is where he, you know, killed everybody, and he, you know, Tate LaBianca. So this is TMZ now. God, I can't believe we're reduced to TMZ. No, actually, they do some pretty good reporting, actually. They're actually starting to become affiliated with Fox News a lot. But Charles Manson, it's interesting, there's Charles Manson's picture here on TMZ, exclusive, Charles Manson hospitalized, it's just, quote, a matter of time, whatever that is, and here's this mugshot of him on August 14th, 2017 mugshot with his tattooed swastika between his eyes. Charles Manson is in the hospital, as one source familiar with his situation tells TMZ. It's not going to get any better for him, is a quote. We're told Manson was rushed to a Bakersfield hospital 3 days ago and has been wheeled around on a gurney for various treatments, escorted by five uniformed cops. This is from the story from TMZ. Who wrote this? Charles Manson? No. It doesn't say. It's just TMZ. Okay. This is not going to be republished on... It's not going to be republished on anything. Okay, we're told the 83-year-old Manson, who lays still covered in blankets, looks ashen. Our source says Manson's health has been steadily deteriorating, and as it was put to us, it's just a matter of time. Manson had serious health issues back in January as well, when he was hospitalized for severe intestinal bleeding and needed surgery to repair a lesion, but was deemed too weak by doctors and sent back to prison. He was deemed too weak by doctors and sent... Okay. What does that mean? And that's the end of the story. What? Wait a minute. Okay. So that's it? That's all we get? Okay. Manson had serious health issues back in January as well, when he was hospitalized for severe intestinal bleeding and needed surgery to repair a lesion. But was deemed too weak by doctors and sent back to prison. What? I mean, is that convicting the guy for... I mean, is that... This is the story. In bad shape. Back in prison. This is the 1st of January. No, 9th of January. Charles Manson is back at Corcoran State Hospital, and we're told he might not survive his health crisis. This is in January. TMZ broke the story. This is going back, and I'm reading the story back in January, and this is kind of disconnected. Is this how TMZ does it? I'm trying to figure it out. And by the way, we're just getting slammed here with emails and stuff. Oh my gosh. More breaking news. That's not for us. It hyperlinked me, the story that I'm reading about today, and he's sick and he's not going to make it business, to a story that hyperlinked me to disjointed story at best here from TMZ. Am I missing something? Is the TMZ world this way? And our world is another way? Because, you know, this is the first time I've really read something or gotten something from TMZ in our history of Agenda 21 Radio. Am I getting it wrong? Is there some disconnect? I don't know. Maybe I'm the problem. Okay, anyway, so it goes on to Charles Manson back in Corcoran. TMZ broke the story. This is the January 9th story now. Manson was taken to a Bakersfield hospital a week ago for significant intestinal bleeding. Doctors wanted to perform surgery, but Manson... Okay, now we get the story. But Manson refused. Late last week, he had a change of heart, but doctors determined he was so weak he might die in the operating table. Okay, all right. So this is how you have to do it. You have to hyperlink to the next story, to the next... Okay, maybe it's an advertising thing. You know, clickbait. Says the surgeons went back and forth planning the surgery again, but ultimately canceled it. We're told there was nothing more the hospital could do, so Manson was taken back to Corcoran, largely for security reasons. As for the 82-year-old, see, he was 82 then, a prisoner's condition, one source familiar with the situation said he's not good, his health is failing. Okay, now I'm going to go back and redo this, because this is just too disjointed. Okay, now this is today. This is the 11th, this is the 15th, yesterday. This is yesterday afternoon. Okay, yesterday late afternoon Pacific time. Okay. This morning for us, Charles Manson is in the hospital, and as one source familiar with the situation tells TMZ, it's not going to get any better for him. All right. Aren't you glad you have me to translate the story from TMZ? God. We're told Manson was rushed to a Bakersfield hospital 3 days ago. Okay, so we're now in November, and has been wheeled around on a gurney for various treatments, escorted by five uniformed cops. We're told the 83-year-old Manson, see, he's aged up now, got a birthday, who lays still covered in blankets, looks ashen. So I just have this visual of him being in the hallway on a gurney looking ashen, guarded by five cops, of course. Our sources say Manson's health has been steadily deteriorating. And it was put to us, he's just a matter of time. Manson, okay, now, does this story make a little bit more sense to you? I don't know, maybe I'm confusing you even more. Manson had serious health issues back in January. Okay, and that's where the hyperlink. Okay, so, God, TMZ, you guys got to get your act together here in terms of telling us what the story is. I mean, all right, so now that we've interpreted that, let's talk about Charles Manson and his totalitarian. The crazies were out then in the Tate-LaBianca thing. That was in 1968, I think. All right, I'm sorry. You know, I lived through this. It was kind of a weird time. All right, I'm going to tell you the story. We lived in Cowan Heights, California, at this time. And Cowan Heights at the time, was very, very rural. It's out in the country. Our biggest problem that we had to worry about back then, and this is in the foothills, deep foothills of Orange County, our biggest problem was mountain lions and coyotes. Coyotes, the real ones that would come and take your dogs away. Those ones. Pack animals that would, do that sort of thing. So that was our biggest problem back in the day. So we lived out in the country, and I'll tell you what, one night I came home, and these people were out on the loose. They just had the Tate-LaBianca murders, and they didn't know, it was all the sacrificial business going on, blood all over the walls and things like that, all the sayings and things. And just go back and look at the whole Charles Manson thing. And it's kind of interesting. That was 68, 69, I think, somewhere in that region. And I came home one night. I was working really, really late from the Five Crowns restaurant. I got home at like 1:30 in the morning. The wind was blowing, Santa Ana winds going and rustling. And the house is dark, completely dark. And I go down to the front door. We got trees and all this stuff going on. And the doors are wide open in the house, completely dark. Okay. Where are my parents? Where's my sister? What's going on? As it turned out, my sister was walking in her sleep. This is no joke. We caught her walking in her sleep, and she had turned out all the lights in the house. What is up with that? The door was wide open into the house. We were freaked out. That's my Tate story. But you know what? Interestingly enough, I had students that were involved with that whole thing later on in 1974. That's another story, but that's too long ago. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. Are your feet curling right now as I say that? Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, you know, it is just absolutely going to be a fabulous Christmas all over the place. I really believe that. And I know that we're going to be challenged. And we're going to have more of this nonsense where these attacks are happening and things like that. In our hearts and prayers, thoughts and prayers, and everything go out to all the victims that have been victimized by these shootings, first in Texas, now in California. And as I said, they're looking for schools next, all the softest targets you can get. California schools really are the biggest targets, I think, for all these terrorists because of the things that go on. And listen, I've been preaching about this for years, and I've said this for years, that the California schools are the biggest targets. And now that Jerry Brown has totally disarmed everybody and made the softer target softer for California children to be massacred by Jerry Brown and his friends. I shouldn't say Jerry Brown, but you know the people that apparently Jerry Brown supports. I mean, if you're softening up the targets, then what are you doing? By taking away guns and out of the hands that have been specifically trained in people to have the guns and they're licensed to have the guns, what are you doing? And that really is the big question, isn't it? What is Jerry Brown doing? What is Gavin Newsom? What is the legislature here in California doing by disarming us? And especially schools. You know, it was really the fact, and going into this Tehama County business, in the school up there, Tehama Rancho, in the incident there. And by the way, you can go to our website and you can check it out for yourself, because we got, of course, all the things happening there on the website about the story about Tehama County and the shooter and so on. And again, all the headlines are reading. First of all, let's make this all very, very clear. Four dead plus the shooter. Now we find out that there was one more. They found his wife's body. So that's the big deal that's going on. In the latest article that we have is a man opened fire in a Rancho Tehama school 1 month after Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation to ensure that teachers cannot shoot back if under attack. Now, this comes from our Arwa Hawkins, who's a wonderful person. Arwa Hawkins. Armed man attacks elementary school 1 month after Democrats ensure teachers can't shoot back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we raged on this when this is all happening because, you know, obviously this is exactly what they're planning to do. They softening up the targets so terrorists can come kill our kids. And it's just that simple. This is what Jerry Brown wants. He wants dead students in the schools of California. I'm convinced of that. He wants to see them slaughtered, bloodbaths. That's what he wants. What else could you do? Why would you be doing this? I mean, our environment is known for radical Islamic terrorists and others. Now, we're the white supremacists, of course. They aren't out there. In fact, if you take and we do some deep investigation into these terror groups, you find out they're all the same. Antifa is the same as the KKK and the same as the white supremacist groups, the neo-Nazis. They're all terror groups. That's the way I look at them. I look at them as all terror. By the way, when we were dealing with all terror groups, including La Raza, who wants to kill white people, they admit it. They want to kill Europeans and Caucasians in particular. That's what they say. That's what they've told me. I've listened to these threats for years as a school administrator. For years. These are no idle, and you shouldn't take them, you know, idly by. But this is now what we've got in our situation here in California and now in the United States, because you got MS-13, by extension, La Raza. They're all related terror groups. So as I look at it as a school official, they're terror groups, period. I don't care what and who, they're terror groups, and they're probably going to come to my school and kill my kids. That's the way you got to look at it. And that's precisely the way they did in Tehama County, by the way, at that school district. And many, many thank yous to the staff, and many, many thank yous to the superintendent and the principal. They were courageous. All the staff there were courageous. They did the right thing. They locked out the perpetrator. Now, that's another thing. I'm going to be on the warpath to change that thinking. Hello? We do not lock down kids. We lock out perpetrators. We lock out, get that mindset. It's an offensive position. You're locking them out. You're taking action to lock out that scumbag and prevent yourself from being killed. That's what we're doing here. So I try and embed in people. When I do active shooter training, when I do that, that's exactly the first thing I tell people. You do not give permission for this person to kill you. Remember that. Get that in your melon right now and transmit it to your kids. I do not give permission for that perpetrator to shoot me and kill me. So this article that comes out in Breitbart, which I think is just superb, says, according to the Los Angeles Times, witnesses describe seeing the gunman crash through the school's gates with his truck, then open fire. They said he was spraying walls and classrooms with bullets. Teachers and staff took shelter in place, posture, hiding children under desks. KCR reports that no one was killed at the school, but one student was wounded, shot and wounded. Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson said that a second child in a truck was also hit while driving past the attacker. A woman in the pickup truck was also hit and suffered life-threatening injuries. Johnson said the student and woman in the pickup were on their way to school when the gunman opened fire on them. Law enforcement indicates that the gunman stole a pickup truck and terrorized the community, shooting at neighbors just minutes before opening fire on the school. He chose targets randomly upon leaving the school, eventually crashing his stolen truck and carjacking a small sedan before being killed by police. The unidentified attacker caused the four fatalities off school grounds, including two neighbors killed. Now, we know that number is different. It's five plus him, they make six. The attack lasted 45 minutes from start to finish, and California has universal background checks, yet nothing was done about this guy. Really? And that begs the question about the DOJ, and it begs the question why we have disarmed our teachers and made softer targets of our schools. What is the sinister reason for that? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Paul Preston, agenda21radio.com. Paul Preston, agenda21radio.com. And also our sister site, and that's New California. NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Go to the website. A lot of people go on the website and responding and calling and all that good stuff, and I really do appreciate it. And so, anyway, visit our website, like I said, Agenda 21 Radio and NewCaliforniaState.com. We are going to be covering what is going on with the Bundys, so you might want to stay tuned for more information, maybe some video clips and so on coming from our Facebook page and also on Twitter. You can check that out on our website. We will be updating, like I said, the Bundy trial and all the stuff that's going on there. Unbelievable what the world is like right now, isn't it? It's just unbelievable. That's all I can say. I'm sometimes even speechless. Now we've got, you know, Al Franken out there. He's being accused of all this sexual stuff. And, you know, do we have to go there? And I'm really kind of wondering why we are going there. But, of course, this is what, when you're desperate and you're on the left, this is what you do. You do to the, well, you appeal to the base of people. And we need to rise up above that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul at a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.